What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Stay Tranquilo podcast. We got something a little bit different for you guys today. We're here with AMS. So I'll let her make an intro about herself, and we'll get a little bit into actually what this is actually going to entail moving forward. But high level, quick little overview. We're starting a segment that we've been wanting to do for a very long time, focused around the wellness space and focusing around different holistic topics of conversation in medicine, just in more natural ways of practicing mindfulness, meditation, yoga, and then even just different forms of medicine that may not be the orthodox medicines that we speak about on an everyday basis. So I'll let you make your intro, let the people know a little bit about yourself, and then we could definitely get into kind of like how you even got into this to begin with.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the intro. Thanks for having me as a person that's going to be kind of helping you guide this new segment. But yeah, my name is Anna Maria, but everyone calls me AMS. That's where the AMS comes for. They're my initials. I'm a holistic health coach and a power vinyasa yoga instructor. And so I really focus on helping people treat the way that they take care of themselves in a holistic approach, which basically just means that you're viewing yourself as a whole. So you're not just acknowledging your physical needs, but you're also acknowledging your emotional, your mental, and your spiritual needs, and how all of those things kind of influence and inform the other so that people can feel healthy in every single area of their lives.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I think it's something that we all need to kind of incorporate, right? Where, right. Yeah. Cause people exercise, people may go for runs, people may, you know, go to the gym, lift some weights, whatever that may be. But there's like this broader scope to wellness that really incorporates, you know, the mind and the mental aspect of things and how we can kind of have that mind body connection. And that's something that, you know, before we were recording that we spoke about. But before we really get into any of that, I would love for you to kind of give us a little bit of background as to, you know, how did you get into this? What was kind of like your journey into getting into more of like holistic medicine and in a holistic approach towards your overall well-being?
Yeah. I mean, I think that definitely from like an early-ish age, like maybe in my teenage years, I started to become like fascinated with nutrition and fascinated with just the way that you nourish your body, but it was very one-dimensional. It was very much just like focused on food and exercise. And when I was around 23 or 24, it was back in 2018, I started to feel really, really, really bad. And I was suffering with my digestion. I was like bloated all of the time, no matter what I ate. From the moment I woke up, I was really tired, which made no sense because I was young and I was active and there was no reason for me to be so fatigued. But it was to a point where, like, you know, at this point I was a nanny and my job was basically to keep up with these two toddlers and I just like couldn't do it. I was so tired. My skin was a mess. I wasn't sleeping well, which only just then sent everything else into a vicious cycle. And so I think I complained enough times where I was like, okay, I'm going to go to a doctor. And I went to many doctors, all of which were like gastroenterologists, like specialized in the gut. Yet every single one of these doctors was not spending more than 10 minutes with me. Weren't really spending any time getting to know me as an individual. And we're just kind of like, I mean, most of the doctors just diagnosed me with like IBS, which is a disease that like, there's no known cause. And so they just kind of write it off as like, oh, well, that's just what you have. And it was very much just like, take this pill, don't eat that, don't eat this. And it was really frustrating because none of what they were doing was helping me, one, and they were all just kind of addressing the symptoms that I was experiencing, but no one was taking the time to actually get to the root of why I even had these symptoms to begin with. So ironically, at the same time, I was applying for a master's in holistic nutrition, And I was beginning to study. And I think just through my own frustration of how badly I felt and how frustrated I was with the care that I was being offered, I took it into my own hands to do my own research and just kind of figure out what was going on with me. And that's when I realized that it went so much deeper than what I was eating, because that was kind of the question that kept popping up into my head was like, I eat really well. I have an active lifestyle. There's no reason why I should feel this unhealthy. And that's when I discovered this whole holistic approach of, you know, the fact that my mental health, my emotional health, the way that I was coping with stress. And to be honest, I wasn't even acknowledging that I was stressed. And all of this kind of helped me reflect on my whole lifestyle and just realizing that my lifestyle wasn't set up in a way for me to feel healthy or to even heal myself. And that's when I decided to get into, you know, to complement my master's in holistic nutrition, I really wanted to dive into the behavioral side, which is how I got into my health coaching certification. So it was really just through my own miserable experience that I, you know, got into this work, because I figured out how to help myself. And so I wanted to help heal other people. Cause I also realized the more that I talked about it, so many people felt as shitty as I did. And so I wanted to be that person to help.
Right. Yeah. I think that's so true. Like, and relatable. Like, it sometimes takes your own problems to create something that's obviously going to help others. And you hear a lot of people with that kind of like same story. Like a lot of the reason, and a guy that I interviewed last week, he had a horrible story, but you know, he used it to his advantage. You know, ultimately, it stunk for a while there for him, but he realized, like, you know what? My purpose in this life was to do something better, bigger and better. And I could say I was dealt all the wrong cards and feel bad for myself, or I could kind of use this as leverage to do something great with it. Right. And maybe help other people that are going through something similar that I went through. Right. And that's ultimately, you know, that happened with you. And, you know, it's very similar as to why I started this. Right. You know, I had, you know, family issues at a young age, and you know, that forced me to mature, and that forced me to kind of think in a different lens, and that forced me to consume content, you know, read books. And I wanted to apply some of that same knowledge, because I knew I wasn't the only one that was struggling, you know, with mental, you know, with mental health, and just trying to shift my perspective on how to look at things in a better lens when things aren't so good externally. How can I choose to see the good in this? Right. And, you know, I think you hit it right on the nose, because you are not the only one that has those issues. Yeah. I think more and more people are realizing that they have those issues, but they don't know where to go. So what you're doing is definitely something of impact for sure.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm a huge believer of like, try to find the positive intention in everything. And so I think after the fact, I was able to look back on, you know, those months and even like years of how badly I felt and find the positive intention behind it. And so I think that that's also helped me apply it, not to just what I do at work and not just, you know, the things that I experience in my health, but in absolutely every single thing that I do. I acknowledge that things are hard, but then just try to find the positive intention in it. And I think that the positive intention here is obviously that it's opened up so many doors for connection with other people, right? It's like the reason why you and I are sitting down here talking about this, and just, you know, helping every person that listens to this or that works with me. So yeah, I think it's so important to just find the positive intention in everything.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's awesome. So yeah. You got your health certification, right? You went, you know, you kind of had your self-discovery of like, hey, you know, like this is an issue you got. So now tell us a little bit about what you're doing with that health certification and kind of like what you plan on doing forward with that.
Yeah. So I actually finished my master's and my health coaching certification at a time which, I mean, I graduated right at like peak pandemic, like April 2020, everyone was at home. Oh, wow. And I saw it as like a really unique opportunity where people were kind of like, okay, I have all this time, I'm at home. And so I felt like people kind of either went like one way or the other with how they took care of themselves. And also there was a lot of difficult emotions to process at that time. And so I launched an online health coaching business in June of 2020. And through that business, I offer a few different programs. Obviously, there's always the option to just work one-on-one with me loosely, I guess the way that you would maybe work with a therapist. But I also offer programs that are catered toward different things. So the bulk of the programs, one is a 12-week program called the Transformation Program. The other one is a four-day kind of intensive masterclass called the Foundation Formula. And they're all really centered around helping you heal your relationship to your body. So if you're anyone who has gone through multiple diets in your life, where you get anxious around food, you struggle with negative self-talk, you use kind of punishment and reward as motivation to kind of manipulate the way that you eat and the way that you look. I help you work through that through a lot of mindfulness practices, through addressing not just what you're eating, but how you are eating, to find enjoyment in the way that you take care of yourself pretty much. I also focus a lot on, again, the how of eating. So to optimize your digestion, again, a lot of my issues were with bloating and with digestive issues. And so I focus a lot on that. So anyone who is struggling with their digestion, anyone who feels terrible after they eat, no matter how healthy the food is, we work a lot on that. And everything is personalized. So one of my priorities was I don't want anyone to ever feel like I am viewing them as just another statistic. I want everyone to know that I am here to dedicate time to you, to address the fact that you are a unique individual with a unique lifestyle, with unique likes and dislikes. And so every single program is completely personalized to you and to your specific health issues or goals that you're wanting to achieve within the health space. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I think, and everything that you do is virtual, right? Like you can 100%. Connect with people virtually and kind of build out these plans for them.
Yeah, exactly. 100% virtual. I mean, there's always that option to do in person, but I also find that again, because I started in the pandemic, which was like the only option was to be virtual, that people kind of responded really well to that, to be able to just do it from the comfort of their home. So 100% virtual.
No, I think that's huge. I think that's huge. Yeah. I mean, everything's essentially gone virtual and just being able to have, you know, someone like yourself kind of like at your disposal to have that confidence in making the right decisions, coming from someone that's an expert. You know, I think we need that, right? Because you read so many things online, you read or watch all these videos and you're hearing so many different things and you're like, what's right? What's wrong? I mean, at least me, you know, I do that all the time where I'm like, you know, I'm trying to be very conscious about the choices that I make with my food, you know, about what are some of the best practices. And at the end of the day, it is kind of what works for you, but there is definitely a foundation that I think we need to follow. You know, so I think that's why someone like yourself is so valuable, because you have someone to answer your questions that knows, you know, that knows what's going on out there and what necessarily works and what doesn't just from experience. So,
yeah. And I also think, you know, just to like kind of add on to what you just said, but one of my priorities definitely was, I don't want people to feel overwhelmed. I think it's a gift that we have access to so much information, but I think within the world of health and nutrition, it's very overwhelming. There's always contradicting information.
Yeah.
And if you really break nutrition down to its foundations, yes, everyone is different. Yes, everyone needs to find what works for them. But at its very core, nutrition is not that complicated. You just need to know a basic foundation of how to nourish yourself, again, in every aspect. And so that was my priority too, was I don't want to overwhelm people. People are overwhelmed enough. I just want you to feel more at ease and feel more confident that it's not that hard to take care of yourself, especially when you have accountability and support around you.
Amen to that. I love that. Yeah. So before we kind of wrap it up, and you know, I think, yeah, it's great what I, you know, I kind of envision what this really can become. You know, I, you know, starting off something like this is something that I've always wanted to incorporate as part of Stay Tranquilo. So, you know, having someone like yourself is very, you know, is huge for me. And I appreciate like you wanting to do this and be a part of this. So, you know, before we kind of wrap up, you know, what are some of the topics that you think some of the people can look forward to? I know you, you know, you're into yoga, but you know, just pretty high level. What are some of the topics that you think we can expect to hear in the upcoming weeks and months to come?
Yeah. I mean, well, first I just want to say thank you to you for even having this incredible platform where you're opening up these conversations, not just with me, but all the other people that you interview. And I just think that you're doing such a great thing by just creating space for those conversations. So thank you for doing that. And yeah, I think you can definitely expect a lot of talks about digestive and gut health. I focus a lot on this because at the end of the day, your gut really is the center and determines your entire health, not just your physical health, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual health as well. So we can definitely expect any sort of topic that revolves around digestive health, gut health, and behaviors around food. So I'm excited to talk in, you know, kind of dive deeper into anything that has to do with habits. Again, it's really easy for me to tell you, you know, you should do this and you should do that, but it's a whole nother thing to really dive deeper and talk about things like your limiting beliefs, you know, your self-sabotaging behaviors, anything that gets in the way of you forming a habit. And then hopefully getting some other experts in different areas. You know, just from the community that I've built in this space and have them on and dive into, I mean, whatever topic, there's just so much out there and people are really, really specialized in a lot of really specific things.
So much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to dive into.
I'm definitely excited to kind of, expand off the community and just expand off the different, you know, guests that we potentially can have. And kind of before we wrap up, you know, if there's any topics that, you know, any of the listeners want to talk about or hear, you know, please let us know. We're more than happy to hear out what the people want to hear and go off of that and bring on the best guest possible, to speak on some of the topics that we may have questions about, because there's so many questions that we want to have answered. So,